Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, ETF Investing for Beginners, a step-by-step guide to building passive income and lifelong wealth with low risk. High Reward Strategies is a beginner-oriented investing guide focused on exchange-traded funds and the role they can play in building diversified portfolios. Published under the Freeman Publications brand, the book presents ETFs as more than simple passive products. It frames them as practical tools for long-term wealth building, income generation, and portfolio construction for readers with limited prior finance knowledge. Its purpose is educational rather than technical, aiming to explain why ETFs are widely used, how they differ from other investment vehicles, and how investors can combine them with additional strategies such as sector rotation, dividend income approaches, and options-based tactics. The book appears designed for readers who want a structured entry point into investing without the complexity of stock picking alone. It emphasizes clarity, accessibility, and step-by-step decision-making while keeping the focus on risk management, diversification, and realistic long-term outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ETFs are presented as a practical foundation for long-term diversification. A central idea in the book is that ETFs can serve as a core holding for investors who want broad market exposure without assembling individual stocks one by one. This matters because diversification is one of the most important defenses against concentrated risk, especially for beginners who may not yet know how to evaluate companies in depth. The book highlights the appeal of ETFs as low-cost, transparent, and easy-to-trade instruments that can represent entire markets, sectors, or investment styles in a single purchase. That structure reduces the friction of building a portfolio, since the investor can gain exposure to many securities at once and avoid overdependence on a single company or industry. The book also reflects the common case for index tracking funds over long periods. Lower fees and broad exposure can be more effective than frequent trading or expensive active management. This makes ETFs a sensible starting point for readers who want a disciplined portfolio base rather than a speculative approach. Secondly, the book extends beyond passive investing into income and growth strategies. Although the title emphasizes passive income, the book does not stop at simple buy-and-hold explanations. It also explores how ETFs can be used in more specialized ways to generate returns or income, including dividend-focused funds, monthly income methods, and combinations with option strategies. This expands the book's scope from basic indexing into portfolio engineering, where the choice of ETF depends on the investor's goal rather than only on broad market tracking. The practical point is that ETFs can be used differently, depending on whether the investor wants stability, cash flow, or targeted exposure to a theme. By including income-producing methods, the book addresses a common beginner question: how to make investing feel tangible before retirement. At the same time, the income focus also introduces a useful caution, because strategies that appear simple can still depend on understanding yield, risk, and underlying holdings. The book's value here lies in showing that ETFs are flexible tools, not just static index products. Thirdly, sector and thematic ETFs are treated as a way to express market views. Another important topic is the use of sector-specific and thematic ETFs to target emerging industries or particular segments of the market. This is a distinct idea from broad diversification, because it shifts the focus from owning the market as a whole to positioning around a specific economic trend. The book suggests that ETFs can be used to access areas such as technology, renewable energy, dividend stocks, or other niches without having to research dozens of individual companies. That can be useful for investors who have a thesis about where growth may occur, but still want the convenience and transparency of a fund structure. However, the underlying lesson is not simply to chase themes. A sector ETF concentrates exposure, so the investor must understand that stronger upside potential often comes with greater volatility and sensitivity to economic cycles. By including this topic, the book teaches readers how to differentiate between a core ETF allocation and a more tactical satellite position. That distinction is important for portfolio design and risk control. Fourthly, leveraged ETFs and option strategies are shown as tools that require restraint. The book also touches on more advanced structures, such as leveraged ETFs and the options wheel strategy, which signals that it is not limited to introductory definitions. These topics are important because they show how ETFs can be used in ways that magnify results, but also amplify mistakes. Leveraged ETFs are especially notable because they are often misunderstood by beginners, who may assume that higher potential return simply means better performance. In reality, these funds are typically designed for short-term exposure and can behave very differently from ordinary long-term index ETFs. The book appears to address when such products may or may not belong in a portfolio, which is a useful corrective to simplistic hype. Similarly, the inclusion of the options wheel strategy shows a willingness to connect ETF investing with income generation through option selling, but only as an extension of a broader investing framework. The analytical value here is that the book presents advanced tools as conditional, not universal, and therefore encourages informed restraint rather than blind adoption. Lastly, the book frames ETF investing as a beginner accessible path to financial planning. The overall educational structure suggests that the book is meant to help readers connect ETF investing with broader financial goals, such as retirement planning and financial independence. This is significant because it moves the discussion away from isolated trade ideas and toward a lifecycle approach to investing. Instead of treating ETFs as products to buy and forget, the book places them inside a long-term plan that balances risk, contribution habits, and portfolio simplicity. That framing is especially useful for beginners who may feel overwhelmed by stock selection, market commentary, or the constant search for the next opportunity. By positioning ETFs as a starting point for building wealth systematically, the book lowers the barrier to entry while still leaving room for growth into more advanced strategies. The emphasis on step-by-step learning also helps readers understand how to move from basic concepts like diversification and expense ratios to more nuanced ideas like income generation and tactical positioning. In that sense, the book acts as both an introduction and a practical roadmap. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want a clear, low-friction introduction to ETF investing, as well as self-directed investors who prefer a structured overview of how ETFs can support both growth and income goals. Readers looking for a simple explanation of diversification, low fees, and long-term portfolio building will find the core material especially useful. It may also appeal to those who want to understand how more advanced tactics such as sector ETFs, dividend-focused funds, leveraged ETFs, and options-based income strategies fit into a broader investing plan. What makes the book stand out in its category is its attempt to bridge basic ETF education with practical portfolio use cases. Many beginner books stop at defining ETFs, but this one goes further by connecting them to retirement planning, income generation, and the question of when more aggressive tools are appropriate. That combination of accessibility and range gives the book value for readers who want an overview that is still action-oriented, without becoming overly technical or narrowly academic. If you would like to support Freeman Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.